Ho, ho, ho! This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. So this is what happened. A poor widow lived in a tiny hut with her small children. This was a basic hut. Its floor was just the ground. Dirt. One warm day in the summer, a pine cone fell on the floor and deposited a seed, which took root and grew. The kids were all, "We're going to have our own Christmas tree right here in our house!" That was great, but their mother knew she wouldn't be able to decorate it. She couldn't afford to. So Christmas Eve arrived, and it still wasn't decorated. The children were crestfallen. They went to bed early with nothing to look forward to. Since they went to bed early, they woke up early and found their tree covered in cobwebs. Spiders had crawled around and left their webs. The sun soon rose, and the sunlight touched the webs, and they turned into gold and silver, real gold and silver. There was a lot of joy in that house on that Christmas, I'll tell you. And for the rest of their lives, this family never again lived in poverty. Okay, so this is what happened. Christmas was coming. Everyone was busily cleaning, you know, sweeping, dusting, shaking out the rugs, putting that broom up in the rafters to get every speck of dust out. And in so doing, the spiders fled in fear of being smashed by a broom or a duster or a dusting rag. They retreated up into that cold attic, not their favorite place. Christmas Eve finally arrived. The tree was decorated after the kids went to bed. It looked beautiful, gorgeous, full of ornaments that would delight the whole family. The spiders in the attic wanted to see that tree in the worst way. They wanted to be there for the Christ child's visit with the gifts. There was an old spider up there, a wise spider, you know, like Charlotte was, and she suggested the young'uns might be able to sneak a peek through the door if they were careful. Well, those spiders crawled out of the attic. They crawled down the stairs. They snuck across the floor and waited in a little crack in the threshold by the door. At some point, the door opened, you know, just a tiny bit, but they're spiders. That's all they need. The spiders made a break for it into the room. You know, spiders don't have the best eyesight, even though they have a whole bunch of eyes. And the room was bright, so they went right up to the tree and right up into the tree to explore. The spiders went up the tree. They went down the tree, over every branch in that tree so they wouldn't miss anything. They could not believe how beautiful that tree was. Here's the thing, though. Those spiders dragged their webs behind them everywhere they went in that tree. It was covered in them. The little Christ child came in and said, "What is going on here?" He was a bit dismayed. Of course, he loved the spiders. He loves all God's creatures. But the mom worked really hard to make the tree gorgeous for her kids, and he knew that she wouldn't appreciate all the webs. So the Christ child touched the webs, and every single one transformed from regular spider webs to strands of sparkling, shining silver and gold. And ever since then, we hang tinsel on the Christmas tree, and we put a decorative spider in there too. Those are a couple of takes on the legend of the Christmas spider. Sometimes Father Christmas or Santa Claus turns the webs into gold. Like many legends, nobody is sure where the idea of spider webs turning into silver and gold came from, but it's probably from Germany or the Ukraine. Germany, Ukraine, and Poland consider finding a spider in the tree good luck. And you're likely to find a spider ornament called pavuchki, which means a little spider, in a Ukrainian tree. There may also be a bit of the superstition that it's bad luck to destroy a spider web while the spider's in there. Here's the thing. Beyond the basic stories, I can't find any real scholarship or authoritative information about it. What I've told you is really all I could find. What I want to know is this. Did the tradition of hanging tinsel come from this legend? Or at least the spider superstitions? Or was the story cooked up as a result of tinsel becoming a decoration on the trees? Or was it a marketing ploy by tinsel manufacturers who knew the place of spiders and parts of European culture? I think there would be information on that on the web, but I'm not sure. If you're not sure what tinsel is, you may be young. You don't see it as much as you used to in the trees. It's these metallic-looking thin strips that are hung from the branches of a Christmas tree. Like I say, you don't see it as much these days, which I will talk about in a minute. I always liked having it delicately on the tree. Not too much. Not that I was good at delicate. I was good at throwing clumps on the tree and seeing where they fell, and I liked it. I thought visually, though, a little went a long way. My mom, on the other hand, while she hated the way I threw tinsel on the tree, she wanted that thing covered in tinsel, just drenched. And if you look at old pictures of Christmas trees, it's amazing how covered in tinsel they are. It looks to me like something's wrong with the tree. Like something's growing on it or something. Like spider webs. Tinsel was another German innovation, invented in Nuremberg in 1610. Yeah, that's a long time ago. Originally it was metal, shredded silver. But silver tarnishes fast, so they started using other metals. It was originally used on sculptures for some reason instead of Christmas trees. When candles were put on trees, tinsel was put on there to add to the flickering. In the early 20th century, tinsel was aluminum. Then they went to lead, unfortunately, for a few decades until the 1970s. And in the 1950s, tinsel and metallic garlands were bigger than Christmas lights because lights were still more of a fire hazard than they are now. You have to be careful now, but you had to be really careful then, especially for the aluminum trees like you see on a Charlie Brown Christmas. Yes, they really did exist. Now tinsel is usually plastic with a metallic finish. Sometimes it's mylar. They don't really hang that well since it's so light, and maybe that's why they're not on the trees as much. But there may be another reason too. We used to put tinsel on the trees in our house, but when we got the dog, I insisted we stop. I'm a pain. Because I didn't want the dog eating it. Cats can too, and it can make dogs and cats sick. They can have tinsel wrap around the base of their tongue or get stuck in the stomach, and it can get stuck in the intestines and saw a hole in the lining. I think there's a danger when it's disposed of too, but I couldn't find any corroboration online, so maybe that's my imagination. Seems like if it's dangerous for the dogs and cats, it could be dangerous for any kinds of animals. Here's something fun, but only tangentially related. There's a spider in Australia called the Ostracantha minx, known as the Christmas spider. It's a small spider that really comes out in the summer. Christmas time! It's Australia. I thought I saw that they have markings on their backs that look like Christmas trees, but when I looked into it more and looked at pictures, not so much. So the tinsel makes the lights on the trees flicker. We like the lights on the trees. So does Matt DeVenti, and this is him singing in the Christmas stocking.
Sometimes it feels like the lights on the trees light up and shine for just you and me. I like to watch them in the back of her eyes. Wonder if she minds it that she'll always be mine. And this Christmas will be like no other. We've got our baby girl and we've got each other. We'll watch our favorite movies over again while wrapping presents and remembering when our faith like a child was stronger than ever. And every year we wish it could be Christmas, Christmas forever. It could be Christmas forever. This time of year I'm always thinking about Dad. He went too soon, but all the times that we had. Funny how a happy season makes you feel sad. Somehow at Christmas time it's never as bad. So let's put Sinatra on and cuddle up close. We'll sing out loud all of the songs that we know. We'll do the chimings late at night before bed. Call out of work and we'll go shopping instead. Cause this Christmas will be like no other. We've got our baby girl and we've got each other. We'll watch our favorite movies over again while wrapping presents and remembering when our faith like a child was stronger than ever. And every year we'd wish it could be Christmas, Christmas forever. Wish it could be Christmas forever. Sometimes it feels like the lights on the trees light up and shine with just you and me.
That is Matt DeVenti, who's out in Philadelphia in South Jersey. It's called The Lights on the Trees, and you can find out more about Matt and the music at mychristmasstocking.net. I hope you don't mind. I gotta sneak in another one. This is Katie Laurel, and this is Christmas in the Christmas Stocking.
Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a night so still? Snowflakes on your windowsill. This is Christmas. Hallelujah. Would you look at all the lights in the snow? Like a thousand halos all aglow. This is Christmas. This is Christmas. Beauty for all the world to see. This Christmas. Peace on earth for you.
This is Christmas.
That's the title track from Katie Laurel's new album, You Need to Get It. Every track is strong. It's a whole bunch of originals and some great carols, too. It's a two-disc set if you get it as CD. It's a lot of songs. And I hope I get to play a bunch of them on the Christmas stocking. You can find out about Katie and all her music and all the music at mychristmasstocking.net. Bob, Candace, and Sarah Beth in Florida, thanks for being with me on Facebook, facebook.com/christmasstocking. Joseph in Mexico at Joseph Stanzione, thanks for your kind words about the Happy versus Merry Christmas episode on Twitter. Ellen in New York at Ellen A. Newman, thanks for spreading the word about the Silent Night episode on Twitter. And Michael at Spinner Despins, thanks for your retweet about the show. All kinds of sharing really helps get the word out, gets more people listening to the Christmas Stocking. I appreciate it. You'll find me at Xmas Stocking on Twitter. We're on Pinterest and Google Plus, too. Call me at 323-487-1225. Not much time now, not much time. Tell me what Christmas is to you. Rick in Pennsylvania, thank you so much. I got your gift and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Rick went to mychristmasstocking.net and clicked contribute at the top. I think, you know, there are a few ways to do it, but it's a big help either way. You know, it's seriously, it's a big, big help. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we will be really getting ready for Christmas. I found a story I hope you'll like. I do. Come on back for the Christmas stocking.